the awesome book of rap rhyme and putrid poetry, written by Andy Jones, then read by Andy Jones, Katie Field and Lisa Field. There was a young boy who loved eating jelly, slurping and gorging whilst watching the telly. His jelly was coloured, red, white and blue. He guzzled and gobbled like nobody knew. Slurped it in the morning and squished it at night. Ate in his PJs in bed without light. He just kept eating more and more jelly. The only witness to be seen was his belly. He slurped and sucked through a bright yellow straw, gobbling and slobbering as he squeezed through the door. This just had to stop, or something would give, if he wanted his belly of jelly to live. The taste was so tempting, so soft, so sweet. He even squished jelly under his feet. He'd squash it and squelch it in between his fat toes, sometimes even spooning it right up his nose. When he found bangs and bumps hard to hear, the cause was jelly blobs, yep, stuck in his ear. This sloppy, sticky, multicoloured goo was making the boy fat, red, white and blue. He turned into a blob of red, white and blue. If only he'd listened, if only he knew. A doctor was called who specialised in jelly for kids who gorged in front of the telly. The doctor examined and looked at the boy, making sounds like, yes, oi. He turned to the mother and said, keep it in bed. Bring the jelly in buckets and keep it well fed. Feed him as much as the blob can eat. Fill him with jelly from his head to his feet. Slop it on his belly and stick it in his nose. Smear it from his eyeballs right down to his toes. Wash his hair with this slobbery, globbery gloop. Even try and feed him some gelatinous soup. Spread it on his belly and poke it in his button. Slush it all over this jelly belly glutton. Keep it up for at least 1 week. Then next Sunday morning, sneak a sneaky peek. Stick your head slowly around the door. The jelly belly telly glutton should be no more. Your son will be back and free of the goop. Of no use will be the bowl and the scoop. The boy did get over his obsession for jelly, and funnily enough, so did his belly. He changed from a blob of red, white and blue into a pinkish-tinged boy with outdoor things to do. He turned off the telly and he picked up a book, and apparently he became a really good cook. Out in the garden, he repeatedly kicked a ball whilst counting out loud the bricks in the wall. He studied the fluffy fat clouds up in the sky, wondering how, what, where, and why.